I was buried and I've risen from the dead, Mary. I'm alive and I'm going back to heaven. You're freed of your sin. I'm going to open heaven for you. And Mary, you go back and tell 11 men that I'm alive, that sin can be forgiven if they put their faith in me. You tell them that they can have eternal life through faith in me. Mary, go and tell my brothers. Mary, welcome to the family. And Mary turned on her heel. And the day that had become like hell itself for her, like a living nightmare, became the best day of her life. And she ran back to Jerusalem and she burst through that door and she said, I've seen the Lord. He's risen from the dead. He's alive. And he'll meet you in Galilee. And they didn't believe her. They thought she was hysterical. So they postponed the blessing of God in their lives until he came to them that afternoon. And this is what I want to share with you. If you have met the risen Lord, if you love Jesus, if you really love Jesus, if you love Jesus with all your heart, you have to run and tell. You have to go tell other people, he's alive, he's in my life, I've seen him, I know him, I've met him. You can know him too. If you love Jesus. Mary went and told. She couldn't hold it back. They didn't believe. That didn't make any difference. People's response to the sharing of the gospel is not our responsibility, okay? That's the Holy Spirit's responsibility. We have the privilege of sharing the gospel. We have the privilege of telling them what Jesus has done for us and that he can do for them. So Mary was a woman with a past. And God met her in that encounter in the garden. Jesus gave her a fresh commission, and she went out and became the first evangelist. Don't let anybody ever tell you that a woman can't be in ministry. I know there's a, you know, something about ordination and senior pastor, and I understand all that, but for you and me to go out and say, we've met Jesus, and he's forgiven us, and he can forgive you, that heaven can be your home, that you can have hope for the future, oh, that's a privilege to tell people. So their response to that is not your responsibility. It's just your joy to tell them. We won't go into the next chapter. The next chapter, Peter was a failure. He said, Jesus, I'll die for you. And Jesus said, today you're going to deny me 3 times. No, not me. You know, these guys may do that. Not me. He was the one who had confessed Jesus as the Christ. Then he denied him 3 times. And then he went up to Galilee. He was supposed to wait. Jesus said, wait. And he didn't. He went back fishing, going back into his old way of life. And Jesus recalled him into discipleship. Jesus can not only use broken pieces. Jesus can use a woman with a past. And Jesus can use a man who's been a failure. Because it's not you and me. It's Jesus that makes the difference. Let me read something to you. I'm going to step into Ray's territory for a moment. And we were talking about this just for a moment in the van. But in Daniel chapter 2, there's an incredible prophecy. Do you remember Nebuchadnezzar had a dream? He woke up. He couldn't remember what the dream was, but he knew it was significant. So he asked the wise men to interpret it. They said, well, tell us the dream and we'll interpret it. Oh, no. If I tell you what the dream was, then how do I know if the interpretation is right? So he said, you tell me the dream and the interpretation. And the wise men said, nobody on earth can do that. And he said, then I'm going to kill you all. And Daniel says, whoa, wait a minute. That was his. He was a wise man in Babylon. He said, wait a minute. Give me tonight. And he went to bed and he went to sleep. And during the night, he had the same dream. He woke up and he gave the dream, told Nebuchadnezzar the dream. And then he gave the interpretation. And this is part of the interpretation. It was a statue. Do you remember? And the head had gold. The chest was silver. The legs were bronze. The feet were clay and sort of mixed. So this was the interpretation of that dream. You, O king, were watching, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose splendor was excellent, stood before you, and its form was awesome. This image's head was of fine gold, its chest and arms of silver, its belly and thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of clay. Let me tell you, those are 4 kingdoms, okay? So the image of fine gold, that's Babylon. Chest and arms of silver, that's Persia. Belly and thighs of bronze, that's Greece. Legs of iron, that's Rome. Feet partly of iron and partly of clay. Maybe that's the European Union today. I don't know. But mixture of democracy and whatever. You watched while a stone was cut without hands, which struck the image on its feet of iron and clay and broke them in pieces. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were crushed together, and they became like chaff from the summer threshing floors. The wind carried them away so that no trace of them was found, and the stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. And the stone is Jesus, the kingdom of God in Jesus Christ. And how in the world does this stone accomplish all that? I think it's through men and women who go out and they share their testimonies and they share the gospel and they're filled with the Spirit. And it's not by might nor by power. Don't misunderstand me. It's by my Spirit, says the Lord. But he fills us and he sends us out. And when we share the gospel, maybe not everybody responds, but somebody here and there and there and there, they'll meet Jesus. And in the end, it's going to fill the whole earth. And there will be one Lord, and his glory will fill the heavens, and his glory will fill the earth, and you and I are going to have the privilege of knowing we were a part of that. Amen. So if you've met Jesus, don't keep him to yourself. If you love me, Jesus said, you'll serve me. If you love Jesus, tell somebody. If you really love Jesus, don't just go on this tour like some inspiring vacation. You go back with your heart on fire to tell people, Jesus is alive. I've met him in a fresh way. And you can too. Pray with me for a moment. Father, in this place, we just invite you to reveal yourself in our hearts. Holy Spirit, whisper to our spiritual ears. Draw each one here in this chapel to Jesus, please. And if you could set Mary free, you can set anybody here free. If you could forgive her, a woman with a past, you can forgive anybody here who has a past. And as Pastor Ray said, you can not only remove the sin and the guilt, but the shame. Set us free. Not that we can just enjoy life, which we will, but so that we might run and tell all these other people who are so bound, covered with sin and guilt and shame. We want to tell them that there is a Savior. There is a Lord who loves them. There is a man who makes a difference, all the difference. And his name is Jesus. Oh, Lord, we want to meet you and know you and hear you and see you in a very fresh way. And I'm going to ask, we're going to do this in a few moments also, if there's anybody here right this moment and you know you have never confessed your sin. You've never come to the cross. You've never placed your faith in Jesus as your Savior and Lord. Do that right now. Don't put it off one more moment. And you can pray a prayer something like this. And Pastor Ray is going to do this in a few moments at the baptismal site. But I just feel very burdened right now to not let this moment pass. If you want to commit your life to Jesus right now, just pray a prayer something like this. Oh, dear Jesus, thank you for meeting me here, the same place you met Mary Magdalene. I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you're the Savior of the world. I believe you're God walking the earth in a man's body. I believe you died on that cross, shed your blood to cleanse me of all of my sin and guilt and shame. So right now, I ask you to cleanse me. Forgive me. Wash me with your blood. And I believe you rose up from the dead. I believe you're alive. I believe you've opened heaven for me. So right now, I ask that you give me eternal life. And now I open the door of my heart to you. You've opened heaven for me. I open my heart to you. And I invite you to come live inside of me. And I know you come in the person of the Holy Spirit. Never to leave me, never to forsake me, until my faith becomes sight and I see you face to face. From this day forward, I'm going to do my best with your help to run and tell. So, Father, we ask, please, for anyone who's praying that prayer, that you would give them the assurance. You've heard. They're forgiven. They have eternal life. Heaven is their home. Your spirit lives within them. And you will use them for your glory. So now bless us the rest of this day. You have poured it out. We're so grateful. And we're looking forward to the baptismal when we can rejoice and make a public profession of the renewal of our faith that we're experiencing even at this moment. So we commit ourselves to you and the rest of our day to you. In Jesus' name and for his glory. Amen.